Hello, this is Chris Farmer from CorporateCoachGroup.com. Welcome to the podcast. The theme for this one is how to improve your personal effectiveness. How to improve your personal effectiveness. Your personal effectiveness is a measure of your ability to add value to yourself and others. How can you improve your personal effectiveness and thus make yourself produce more valuable work in less time and effort? That is a good question. Let's answer it. Let's say first that personal effectiveness is a product of doing all the right things in the right way at the right time. The above statement gives us three major lines of inquiry. What is meant by doing the right things? What is meant by doing it in the right way? And what is meant by doing things at the right time? Let's answer each of these three questions and see what we can discover. 1. What is meant by doing all the right things? In order to improve your personal effectiveness, what are the right things for you to be doing? Answer: do only those things which are consistent with your goals. Do not do anything that is inconsistent with your goals. Personal effectiveness implies the achievement of a goal. You are deemed to be personally effective to the degree to which you are able to achieve the goals that you have been given, or those which you have set for yourself. If you are able to achieve your goals, then you are deemed to be personally effective. And if you're not able to achieve your goals, then you are deemed not to be personally effective. And therefore, to be effective, you must do those things which are consistent with your goals. And that implies two other attributes. You must know what your goal is, and two, you must be intelligent enough to figure out what actions are necessary to achieve the goal. Let's assume that you do know what your goal is, and that you are indeed intelligent enough to know what actions are necessary to achieve the goal. Your personal effectiveness then is a measure of how much you apply yourself solely to those tasks that are connected to your goal, and do not allow yourself to become too easily distracted, waylaid, taken off track, or enticed off your chosen path. It means that you stay focused only on those things that are consistent with your goals. And it means that you have the willpower to stay committed to the goal and to have sufficient personal initiative to stick with it over an extended period of time. 2. What is meant by doing things in the right way? Personal effectiveness requires that you are busy doing things in the right way. The right way in this context means to the required standard or better, and in the most efficient manner possible. To the required standard or better means that you must do all you can to do the best that you can do. Question: do you do the best that you can do or not? Do you have the tendency to do the least that you can get away with? Do you use the phrase, "Oh, that'll do. Let's just put the kettle on"? Are you the person who does it right or not? Your personal effectiveness is partly a measure of your willingness to do your best work. Your personal effectiveness is partly a measure of your willingness not to skive off. And what does "in the most efficient manner possible" mean? The most efficient manner possible means that you are always looking for a better way. If we assume that technology is always advancing, therefore the methods of doing any task are always changing. So, for example, if you want to send a message to London in 1800, you had to send a messenger either to run or to ride to London carrying your message. But today, if you want to send a message to London, you could send a runner on a horse with your message, or you could send it by email. Question: are you using the most modern and efficient methods to achieve your goals? For example, 10 years ago, I used to market my services by means of cold calling on the telephone and going out to meet people. Now, I don't do that so much. I use internet marketing because it's much easier and it's more effective. If you want to be effective, then you must strive to keep up with the constant stream of change. Here is a great phrase from Thomas Edison. There is a better way. Find it. Make that your maxim. And here's another phrase with the opposite sentiment. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. This is a common phrase used by non-effective people as an argument to resist change. Indeed, horses are not broken. They run just as fast now as they always did. But you don't send for your pony express to deliver the message. Expand the phrase, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, and replace it with, there is a better way, find it. What does it mean by doing things at the right time? It is important to recognize that not all things can be done simultaneously. Therefore, you must prioritize. Prioritization is the art of putting things onto a timeline and doing them in the correct order. The correct order is worked out according to two criteria, the order of value and the logical order. The order of value means that you do the most important things first and the least important things last. And the logical order means that some things have to have a strict logical sequence, which must be preserved. So you put the washer on before the nut, not after it. And you put your socks on before your shoes. You don't try to do it after. And you eat your dinner before you eat your pudding, usually. It takes thought to figure out what is the most efficient sequence to any given task. And your personal effectiveness is the measure of the amount of accuracy of your thought in relation to this issue. Are you doing the right things in the right way, in the right order? Yes or no? Give it some serious thought. Thank you. This is Chris from CorporateCoachGroup.com signing out.